What's going on, everyone? This is your host, Joel Sid, and you are tuning into Crypto Chain X Podcast. So today we'll be talking to Mr. John McAfee, and I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I've been away, and sorry for delayed episode release. Like, I've been traveling for past 1 month. I was in New York, then I was in LA, then I was in Malta. So, like, it's been just busy. But again, my sincere apologies. So here's just an insight into what you can expect from this conversation. This conversation is straight to the point, no BS. And we'll be talking about what's truly wrong with our current system, what we have created, and why we really need to rethink as a community to go forward. And a lot of the talks that we have in this, it's happening behind the scenes, but nobody is really talking about it. So I wanted to bring some of these conversations to the surface. So I'm really looking forward to your feedback, what you guys think about the conversations we just had. And if you guys want, I also have a recording for John's actual Blockchain Malta Summit talk that I can share with you guys. So shoot me an email. If you guys want to hear about that, I'll be more than happy to share that. But overall, talk that John gave, it was just an honest talk. John didn't filter himself back. He wasn't trying to be politically correct. He was just giving things as they are. And if you like it, well, welcome. If you don't like it, too bad. But he's giving you the reality check, which is the current situation. And that's what I wanted to bring in this situation to, in this conversation. I wanted him to be himself, and he was 210% himself. So I'm excited to share this conversation with John McAfee with you guys, and looking forward to your feedback. So without wasting any time, I present to you Mr. John McAfee. What up, everyone? I'm with the legend, Mr. John McAfee. We are in Malta, and we had 2 days of conference here, and John had such an inspirational speech about decentralization, cryptocurrencies, and we're going to start from there. So John, before we get into crypto and blockchain space, tell us about John as a legend. So you've been in this industry. You've earned hundreds of millions of dollars. You're so vocal about what should be the state of future in this crypto space. How do you go day by day as a person?
Just like you. Every day I get up and put my pants on one leg at a time. I deal with a wife who really runs the family. And so, that's my wife.
Janice. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Right? Like every man, or most men. I'm no different from anybody. No, I really am not. It's only in people's minds that they think there is a difference. All I'm doing is what I've always done. I do what I love. Mm-hmm. And if I wake up in the morning and I no longer love it, I stop doing it. And so at my age, the age of 73, mm-hmm. what I love is the implications of the blockchain and crypto.
Yes.
Not the blockchain or crypto, but the implications. Mm-hmm. The fact that permissionless, trustless, peer-to-peer transactions, if we can truly reach that point for our universal economy, free us as individuals from the power structure, because the power structure uses currency and the economy as its tool of control. Does it not? Because
absolutely,
if they control your money, they control you.
Yeah.
Because how do you get cars, houses, clothes, food without the money that they control? Mm-hmm. Now think of the unfair situation in which we now exist. Those at the top mm-hmm. can manipulate that currency and that supply anytime they choose. And they can create more of it.
Yeah.
They can change interest mm-hmm. rates. They can tell you what to buy with it.
And we have no control over it. We have nothing to say.
We have nothing to say. Mm-hmm. And so they can, with the stroke of a pen, mm-hmm. all of our hard work for years, slaving mm-hmm. to create mm-hmm. goods and services, with a stroke of a pen, can devalue our currency by 50%, and suddenly we've lost half of everything.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not control, then nothing is. And so from economic control comes all other controls.
I agree, absolutely.
If we can escape that structure, and if in fact we do have a permissionless, trustless, peer-to-peer system, and we embrace it, and actually use it instead of hoarding it,
yes.
Thinking, oh, this is going to go up, because all we're doing is we're playing into the hands of the power structure again.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, we have to convert it to fiat, and they're still in control.
Yes.
So if we would do that instead, then we would all benefit. You would still make more, because the use of that money would increase its value. Please, God. So we're hoarding it and expecting it to go up in value. Well, no, we're not using it. It has no value if we're not using it. So this is problem one. Trustless. Why is this important? Because we're human beings. And for every good grace, we have a negative demonic quality. We are loving, but we also have hate and anger.
Yeah.
We are compassionate,
mm-hmm.
but we're also jealous and greedy. We are a mixed bag. Now, given that, of course, the world that we create is a reflection of who we are.
Absolutely.
Do you think that a hateful person can do anything other than create hateful things? Because what we are is imbued in what we create.
Absolutely.
Whether it's art or automobiles. I'm thinking of the 1949 Ford that had a steering wheel that came out in a point, right?
Okay.
A bit this long, that killed hundreds of thousands of people in accidents by penetrating the chin. Yes, honestly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Look it up. So, I mean, surely
it's
some,
like a spear.
Yeah, like a spear.
Literally.
And this is before seatbelts were required. So you tell me that subconsciously, the designer of that car somehow had anger against somebody. So, who we are is what we create. Now, so can we be trusted? No. I mean, anybody with any sense knows ultimately you can trust people to be people. Okay, you can trust your wife to act in the family's self-interest,
mm-hmm.
which includes yours,
mm-hmm.
as long as she's your wife.
Yeah.
You can, there are exceptions. I do believe our mothers, in most cases,
mm-hmm.
can be trusted, but there are exceptions. Half of the Roman emperors were whacked by their moms, right?
Yep.
So please.
It's
so,
driven by emotion. So,
yes.
And
yes. But what is cryptocurrency driven by?
Mathematics. Yeah.
In the world of math, 2 and 2 is always 4.
Always 4.
In the world of people, 2 and 2 could be 3 or 9.
It could be 22 or whatever.
Or whatever they that you will believe that it is.
Yes.
So that's gone. See the power, for God's sake. See the power of a mathematically driven system requiring no trust and a system requiring no permission. Meaning, I can do, it's money.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
We talk about permissionless.
Yes.
We have given so much power to the current system.
Yes.
And now we created Coinbase and some of these centralized exchanges.
Yes.
And what we took power from HSBC and some of these central bank stuff and put it in their hands.
Yes.
And now let's say a lot of people are going to watch this and they will be like, okay, John is absolutely right. We should go with crypto versus US dollar, euro, whatever. But how do they get that? Like, we are just going back to this centralized system.
Well, yes, in fact, it is worse than the centralized system. That doesn't mean you don't get into it. It means you just be very cautious.
Okay.
And you have to take responsibility for your own actions.
Yeah.
And that responsibility involves, most importantly, educating yourself.
Thank you.
Educating yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you jump into this thing and I don't want to know anything about it. I just want to make money. Oh, please, God, go back to fishing.
Yeah.
Because you'll be better off. No. So it's far worse.
Okay.
Why? Because at least with the government, you know where they exist. They're living in Washington, right? And they've got an address.
Yes.
It might be the White House, but it's an address.
Yes.
But in crypto, there are exchanges, like some of our largest exchanges. We don't know what country they're in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything about the ownership, who they are. We know nothing about the people working there.
Mm-hmm.
and hundreds of millions of dollars per day are just flowing through.
Yeah.
Well, human nature, I might even think, well, good God, why? I mean, the universe put this here must be for my benefit, right? So they dip into it. I mean, why not? For
Seriously, emotional beings, right? Yeah, our brain is still
like,
million,
it's
right?
Like going, well, who's going to miss a few million dollars out of this flow, right? So this is the problem.
Yeah.
However, the problem will self-destruct. The problem mm-hmm. will self-destruct when distributed exchanges arrive. Why? Because distributed exchanges are run by nobody. They're, again, run on that same mathematic principle
yeah.
where 2 and 2 is always 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 2 and 2, but let's take all of that and pretend it didn't exist,
yeah.
right? No, it's always 4.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, 2 things happen. We don't have to worry anymore about
mm-hmm.
what's happening to our money when we're exchanging it. Far more importantly, governments lose the power that they do have today,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't like that cryptocurrency. If you are going to exchange it, I'm going to shut you down. And they have China shut down all of the exchanges.
India has done that.
Just going. Why?
Yeah.
Because they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's located somewhere. And somebody knows where these exchanges are located, I promise. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't have the power. I promise you the CIA does.
Yeah.
I promise you that, that the KGB, I promise you someone
yeah.
will find their sorry asses,
mm-hmm.
but we can. So when they say, if you don't drop this currency, we don't like it because it's a privacy currency and it threatens the existence of our government, what are you going to do? We go, okay, here, we're going to do it. But when they're gone, when everything is distributed among tens of millions of smartphones, computers, laptops, then what happens to government? They go, well, I don't like this. I'm going to shut you down. How? How?
It's all over the world.
And
yeah.
not only is it all over the world, it's constantly shifting.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on my smartphone and spend part of my background is part of the exchange,
mm-hmm.
which we agree to,
yeah.
and I shut my phone off, now the system has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Is the exchange gone?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moving constantly and shifting. You can't shut it down. What are the implications of that? You may make whatever regulations you choose. I don't care what it is. You may do this, you may not do that. Do we care? No, make whatever regulations you want because you can't enforce it. And we as people,
mm-hmm.
do you think that we will say, oh, the government said we can't do it, so we won't do it?
Mm-hmm.
No, the government said you are not permitted to smoke marijuana. Certainly in America,
yeah.
you're not permitted, therefore don't do it. So what do you think? Oh, we can't do it now.
People still do it.
Why? It cannot be enforced.
Agree.
If a legislation, a regulation, whether it comes from the government, an agency, a bank,
mm-hmm.
if it has no teeth, we as people, because we are people, will say, well, I'm doing it. And we will. So at that point, we have the opportunity to become free. But before that happens, we must accept the fact that the power that gives us that freedom comes from the utility, the use of these currencies, not the storage of them. No, what happens if we stored all of our automobiles, right? Of what value would our highways be, right?
Absolutely.
This is the same freaking thing.
I think, so here's my question. Right now, Bitcoin, Ethereum, some of these cryptocurrencies, they can be tracked. And
yes.
people, I think 90% of the people in, oh, I think 100% people agree with you in crypto that it should be used. Problem is this. We use crypto, we have to do this KYC, AML. Even decentralized exchanges, they have to now go through KYC, AML, all this. Why can't they just let us be? Like, for example, if we were to use Monero, why can't that be the main currency because no one can track it? Whereas Bitcoin, Ethereum, they can trace. Okay.
You mentioned something which I'm not sure we need.
Okay.
The main currency. Why do we need a main currency? What's wrong with having 10, 100, 1,000?
It could be, yeah.
Okay. In America, a 7-year-old boy using an ERC token created his own currency called the Billy Coin. The entire school started using the Billy Coin
yeah.
for buying up the chewing gum and marbles. I mean, what's wrong with that? Everybody should be, if you want to create your currency, do it. If there's value to it, for whatever reason, maybe just your own charisma, cool. So no, there will not be a main currency.
Fair enough.
There will be many. And the reason that, for example, if I buy something from you and I pay you in Ethereum, instantly I have your wallet address.
Exactly.
Now I can use an Etherscan go and say, whoa, good God, you have $1 million in your wallet. Mm-hmm. What if that was your bank account? Would you be happy?
No, absolutely.
Of course not. And most people don't even know this is the case.
Yeah.
So now maybe you're okay with it. Mm-hmm. Some people are. That's fine. If you don't care, cool. I'm not pushing anything. However, with privacy coins like Monero, try that. You can't.
Yeah.
Cannot be unwound. And not only are you unable to see into the wallet of the person you are transacting business with, neither can anybody else see this transaction.
Absolutely.
They don't know the transaction took place.
Why can't we promote some of more coins like that, like Dash or some other ones?
I do. That's what I do. Okay.
No, I know you
do. I am very pro-privacy coins.
Yes.
I'm not anti-Bitcoin or anything. And I think there will always be a space for Bitcoin.
Agreed.
Why? I think that Bitcoin will kind of be like a gold standard. It's the thing. And if you want to later, after actually using other coins, you want to say, let's convert it into Bitcoin and put it in the vault. Cool, I understand that.
Yeah.
That's perfectly okay with me, okay? It's in your vault, it's offline storage, no one will ever steal it from you.
Yeah.
And so as the world shifts and changes and chaos ensues, you've got this sense of stability by, I've got
Bitcoin.
Solid gold. So it'll always be with us. I really believe the grandfather of coins will be with us forever.
It's the first one, and it also has that store of value. Right?
Yes, that's the store of value. So we don't have to use, once we have others, all the privacy coins, that's fine. But isn't it better to have a store of value in a digital currency that's
I agree, right,
than in some heavy object that you've got to carry?
You don't even know.
No, much better. No. So I have no problem. But yes, the world will be all privacy coins except for those that just don't care. And if you just don't care, that's your business and good.
Absolutely.
I care. Right? I care big time.
What about the security tokens? Like the security tokens that you have to have SEC approval to actually release a security
token? I'm not going to use them.
Okay.
If you want.
No, I don't
We've
want
got thousands.
No.
That's cool. If you want to have the SEC involved, please God, use those things.
And in LA,
don't talk to me about it.
In LA, that was a big theme. When they say security tokens, they're like tokens.
That's because they don't understand that at a certain point in this process, the SEC will simply be an empty, toothless mouth going, you may not do that, or you must do this. No one's going to pay any attention, and except those who hold the security tokens, because you've already got that binding contract, right? So, but no, don't use them.
Fair enough.
Don't use them. I'm not going to use them.
Okay. That's something I wanted to hear, because I saw some of your interviews, and I think maybe the interviewers, they didn't explain, because they compared security tokens versus utility.
And security. I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
People don't understand.
Yeah.
Security, good God almighty. That's going backwards. In time.
I agree.
Going back. However, if your security token also is a privacy token, then at some point when we get the distributed exchanges, you go, because you don't know what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, fair enough. How far, now let's look into the future. How far do you think we are from the digital blockchain type of government? If, let's say, John gets his own island, similar to Malta, and you get to be the president, would that be something you will implement, like blockchain government?
No, because the president does not have the power to implement it, just like he will not have the power to stop it.
But you don't need a representative? No one?
No, you don't need anything. Keep in mind, this is a mathematic formula, like a computer virus, that is unraveling itself in mathematical precision.
Yes.
No president can help it. Now, you may go, well, we're going to do the United States privacy coin and everybody will use it. By using it, you may tell me to.
You know, there was papers done on that United States government, GovCoin or something. Somebody wrote a paper on it.
We're not stupid.
Yeah.
People ultimately are not as stupid as government want us to believe. No. We are smart. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go, yeah. So the U.S. government has now regulated you must use the government token. Well, you don't know what I'm using anyway. So I'm just not going to use it and say I'm broke, I'm poor, I have no money. Okay. So
fair enough.
So in any case, it's the same thing. No, presidents,
yeah,
governments cannot help this shift to freedom, which is going to bring down 90% of the government's personnel. No, absolutely. They're not going to do it. So, and even if they wanted to, they couldn't. Mm-hmm. The mathematics inherent in the blockchain, inherent in the privacy algorithms, and inherent in the world of growth, mm-hmm, where as you do transactions and more people involved, there's a mathematic. Duh, you can't stop it, you can't fix it, you can't change it, because in that world, 2 + 2 = 4, and will always be. And no president can make it 3 or 5.
Agree. So in future, we don't really need one person. We just need people to be more educated, and which is what's happening.
So education is the biggest thing for everything. I mean, here's the problem now. Cryptocurrency has been around for 10 years.
Yes.
I say that half of the users of Bitcoin and Ethereum do not know that when you transact business with someone, they can see inside your wallet.
Because they only care about the profit. So,
yes.
There's a divide.
So, as is key to every aspect in life, education is critical to everything. And we can't abdicate knowledge. And although Google would like us to do that, you don't need to remember, you don't need to know anything. Google it, we will tell you. Why burden your brain with knowledge?
Trying to dumb us down, right? Like, seriously.
Yeah. No. Why burden your brain with knowledge? But see, as Janice never ought to tell you, I use Google to increase the adoption of knowledge. Like, absolutely, people go, ask me questions. The other day was a Seal, the singer, mm-hmm, you know.
I know Seal, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, and someone said, oh, how do you get those scars on his face? Like, I don't know, let me find out. It's from lupus, okay?
Oh.
Yes, it's from lupus. So now,
I didn't know that.
Another piece of knowledge in my brain, whereas Google would like to go, forget it. Forget now. You must come back. You must come back to me for the knowledge. So the world wants us to abdicate that responsibility. I do believe that for education. Governments do not want an educated populace. Because why? What happens with an educated populace? We get educated before I go, you're the problem, right? No, do they want that?
We question status quo.
So anyway, as with all things, education. If you're not willing to educate yourself about cryptocurrency and the blockchain, and Jesus, it is not hard. This is not rocket science. You know, this is a couple of days of digging in, if you're willing to do that. Not just on the technology, but more importantly, the culture, because you will understand the technology and immediately get ripped off by someone going, if you'll send me a tenth of a Bitcoin, I will send you a full Bitcoin. You go, oh, yes. Yeah. Right? So, about the culture as well, because right now, especially, it's like the Wild West. And also the ideology of some of the leaders, right? Because what makes a leader? It's somebody who has dug in deep enough to go, hey, have you looked at this yet? Mm-hmm. Right? They find the diamonds, the gems. Mm-hmm. Or they climb a mountain and look at it from a perspective that no one else has and go, whoa, people, come on, look at this.
Yes.
Right?
They don't want people to just stay there and be like, oh, yeah, I'm the only one.
Yeah, no. It's about, come up here, look at this shit,
yes,
like me.
Yes.
If I see something, I want to get up on stage and say, good God, people, come here, look at this shit, right? Why? Because it's more enjoyable when everybody else sees the same thing.
I agree.
And also, it's a responsibility as a member of the human race to impart those little tidbits of knowledge or perception that you in your, and everybody has a unique journey, that you in your unique journey have gone, well, no one's come down this path, and look what I found.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility, and that's what I do, and what I love doing. Now, as a result, you're going to get a lot of rotten tomatoes thrown at you, because there are people who don't want light shown.
I agree.
On some of these things, right?
People always vilify those pioneers who take the lead, and you know what?
Why? Because those pioneers are going to change the status quo of the fat cat sitting back smoking cigars and drinking, well, I drink Scotch too, but it's drinking whiskey and smoking cigars, knowing that all I got to do is sit here. I got a system and money.
Don't mess with my system.
Do not with my system. It's working. But so, but the pioneers, okay? Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen, someone's going to go, maybe you've seen this fucking system here. And then it's over.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
A pleasure talking to you.
And you have been such a voice of reason, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you. Please
get to the national stage. You need to run for president again.
That's it. I did it in 2016. Now I've got 10 times as many followers, and because really, you have the right in America and within the political mm-hmm. parties.
Yeah.
If you've got the support, they can't keep you off the stage. Yeah. They can't. Because like in the Libertarian Party, the people drop little tokens. This is awesome. In the jars of all the people that they want to see in the next debate. And if you've got more, and if you've got enough in your jar, they can't keep you off stage.
You're right.
And there you are. And so when they do the national debates, you're there whether they like it, and they're not going to like this stuff.
No.
Because they're always asking stupid questions, like libertarians. There's not going to be a libertarian president in my lifetime, okay? And so we're all standing up on stage, and the moderator's going, Mr. McAfee, when you become president, mm-hmm. what will you do your first day? So finally, on my last day, I go, I'm not going to become president. I know this.
Were you told?
I said, you know this. Everybody standing on the stage knows this, and everybody in the audience knows this. Do you not think one of the reasons we're not growing as a party is we're presenting to the world stupidity like this? There will not be a first day in office for me.
Did they like the answer?
No, they did not like that at all. Nobody liked that. Libertarians are weird. Okay, so now there are protest movements in too. So one of the guys who was running for vice president, he lost, but he was legally had given 5 minutes to give his whatever the speech is called, where you're not winning, right? So. What does he do? He turns on the little radio and he starts doing a striptease. He takes all of his clothes off, and he's not some buff guy, you know, he's got a big belly, naked, up there on stage dancing. I'm applauding. Thank you. They threw him out of the party.
You know what, guys? Thank you. Thanks a lot, John. I know you've been a busy man, but thank you. Thanks a lot for words of wisdom. You keep doing what you're doing, and we are all there to support you.
And thank you so much.